It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Welcome, everybody, to the National Security Hour. We're very happy today to have a team of individuals that understand the crisis that we're facing in the world today. But we would like to point out that this will be heard on America Out Loud, many social platforms as well. And it'll be on podcasts too. So I'd like to welcome today Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, Michael Maloof, a former Department of Defense official who worked on many overseas missions, who has worked with the Legacy National Security Group and the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We also have Ray DiLorenzo, who is the editor of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation newsletter. Everybody has signed on, and we welcome all of you. Today, we're going to talk about a new initiative regarding a ceasefire initiative undertaken by a new organization called the Patriots International Alliance, which was formed several months ago to bring nations together to look at the threats and to look at individual type of issues that they would like to take on. And one of those, of course, is the ceasefire initiative in the Ukraine-Russian conflict. So what I'd like to do is basically cover what the initiatives are out there. Right now, we're discussing a conference that will be held in Europe, probably around the second week of July, to design and recommend a path to a ceasefire to end the hostilities in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. It's just very interesting that we cannot incentivize the United States government to participate and move forward with a ceasefire. And we look at tremendous amount of casualties, deaths, injuries over there, destroying a whole country. And we're asking for what? So with that in mind, hopefully a number of non-government organizations, as well as individual delegates from the countries of interest, will be able to attend this conference. It's going to be hosted by the Legacy National Security Advisory Group and the Global Humanitarian Crisis Prevention and Response Unit out of the United Kingdom. And again, the mission will be to set a plan for Russia or Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire and establish a basis for future negotiations. Now, while the two sides may be far apart, the scope for the peace rests upon heavily on, we think, third-party intervention. At least have people talk about this, because that's who's being affected. The billions of dollars that we have being poured in to Ukraine by the U.S. Treasury, the number of other NATO countries that are providing arms and equipment, depletion really of many of the armed forces' inventory assets for their armed forces, including the United States. But the state of affairs, however, is not a reflection of the sentiments from within any specific sections of NATO. These patriotic factions are finally just in opposition to the current actions of those in power and to try to influence them to move to negotiation because it is just getting worse and worse. We see the current conflict that's going on, what they call the spring offensive, by both the Ukrainian forces and the Russian forces now. So they're still out there fighting. And there's still not any sense of any kind of negotiation. So that's what we're all about. General McInerney, I just pass it to you to get your thoughts.
Well, thanks, General Valley. Here we are well into a year plus of combat activities going on over there. And you hear many different things from we shouldn't be there till the Ukrainian government's corrupt, et cetera. What we have is a major, major catastrophe on humanity. And the Russians Rather than focusing on the center of gravity on the Ukrainian military, they have focused on the center of gravity on the population, destroying blocks of apartment houses, energy facilities, even damaging some of the nuclear facilities they have over there. And the United States has not led this in trying to get a peace. Let's admit it. We have a pathetic president that cannot lead the world, and the world is not going to look to him. And that's the major problem when these people, the Democratic Party particularly, and the World Economic Forum, have spent so much time in the last 2+ years trying to downgrade the U.S.'s role globally. And this peace treaty, which is a travesty on humanity, we haven't seen, frankly, the damage like this since World War II in Europe, let alone maybe anywhere else in the world. And I grew up in Germany after World War II, and I can tell you the carnage that we saw in Western Europe is now being duplicated. So I saw today that Xi Jinping has appointed one of his premier military leaders, who is very close to the Russians, to intervene and see what they can do. Now, this is part of the game plan of elevating China, but the proxy Obama administration has been trying to do globally, is to move our leadership away from the democratic ideals that we aspire to China. And so it's going to be very interesting if Xi Jinping becomes the leader that is able to get a truce. Now, there are a lot of things that aren't going to fit well with the Ukrainians as well as the Russians, et cetera. The bottom line is we have got to stop the fighting. And we have the leverage as Americans to do that, because we are providing most of the resources for the Ukrainians to survive. Otherwise, they would have capitulated months ago. And so we have got to play an important role in that.
General McNary, why do you think we don't have anybody with any sense in Washington that would not seek any kind of a ceasefire over there? What's their motivation? Is it the military defense industrial complex that they talk about, neoconservatives, whoever they may be? They're not conservatives, but there's an agenda here behind what's going on, for sure. What are your thoughts there?
Paul, the agenda is to take America out of the role of the superpower. And that's why when you see what they're doing with the economy, you see what they did with our energy, you see what they're doing with the open borders, all these things that they're confusing the American people. And part of the agenda is through the World Economic Forum, et cetera, is to diminish the U.S.'s role globally. And that's what it is. Whether you think I'm being very cynical, I'm being very practical. That's what the evidence is. And when you compare all the other things that we've talked about, for instance, our surrender in Afghanistan, which benefits China, all the things that we have done to counter the global Make America Great Again. And so that's what their objective is, deliberate. And of course, we've got a doofus for a president that the world does not look at as the leader. He can't even hold a press conference. Yeah. But I'm being very blunt about it. That is their goal.
Okay. All right. Let me ask Mike Maloof. Mike, you have a lot of international experience in the Middle East. You and I attended a conference in Moscow in 2017, where we set up the meeting with the foreign ministry while we were there between Trump and Putin. That was March of 2017. You're on the planning team for the Patriots International Alliance, along with myself and others. What's your take on the initiative here to move forward with interested parties to pursue a ceasefire in this conflict?
Well, General, thank you very much. It's admittedly going to be an uphill battle. We have to create a groundswell of popular support from numerous countries, and especially in the United States, simply because Biden does not want to take that initiative for some unknown reason. And I think General McInerney probably hit upon it. They want to continue this conflict in order to go after Russia, to ultimately go after China, but in the process they have left, as a result of Afghanistan, the disastrous pullout in Afghanistan, a wake of disasters throughout Europe. Now we've driven Europe back to the 1950s. In terms of their quality of living, and we're seeing turmoil now. And there, this conflict is not just Ukraine alone against Russia. This thing is affecting the world, and people have got to recognize that. And as was pointed out, there's purpose behind that in order to get a larger control in the hands of a very, very few super types. Such as the World Economic Forum types, and they are controlling things. They're pulling the strings. They're manipulating. And unfortunately, within the Biden administration, there are such people as Victoria Nuland, who is on her own crusade, along with Blinken, to go after Russia and bring on regime change within Russia. But it's had consequences. It's driven Russia closer to China, which is what we did not want as a nation. And also we're seeing greater consequences from just this one episode coming out of it, in which a whole new world order, a multipolar world order, is now emerging. And it's in response to the U.S. World order. And as a consequence, it's out to get out from under the dollar. It's creating its own potential currency, its own response to the SWIFT systems, as we're seeing it, all because we weaponized our own economies of the world as a result of that, of the dollar.
Control. I mean, this is a proxy war. There's no doubt about it. They've said, they want to take Putin out. They want to get him assassinated. They want to take him out of office. And as we got involved in all these things in prior years by our intelligence services, the CIA, none of these things have ever worked out for the most part. Ray, let me pass it to you now. Ray DiLorenzo, what are your thoughts, Ray?
Well, I listened to General McInerney, and I have to just be thoroughly smile, only because he is spot on everything he said. This entire war is about a new world order. It's their attempt to diminish the United States military. It's their attempt to diminish the Russian military. And it's an attempt to bring everything into focus for the new world order. This war never really should have happened. Post-World War II, Russia saw itself well-buffered. Now, Putin looks at the map and he finds it unacceptable. What used to be the buffer between the East and the West for the Soviet Union is gone. Estonia, Latvia, Albania, Finland, even though Finland was not part of the Soviet Union, they're now part of NATO. Poland, there's severe of influence, now NATO. Romania, Bulgaria, Germany, especially East Germany, now it's all part of NATO now. And now Russia finds itself squeezed. My goodness gracious, they're finding themselves squeezed. And I'm not taking Putin's side on this, but Putin, I don't believe Putin wants another Soviet Union. I don't think he's trying to build another Soviet Union. I think he's trying to just protect his country.
Well, you notice, Ray, also, you know, many of the NATO nations are dragging their feet on this. They're not in this thing with both feet. And I think they're feeling the pressure of the United States to send equipment and tanks and other types of military equipment. And it's been rumored that we actually have U.S. forces in Ukraine. I don't know. I don't have any validation on that. But we're into this thing over $13 billion right now. We have tracked some of the fraudulent activities going on in Kiev. Some of the money, they tracked the real estate being bought up by some of the oligarchs, the Azovs, as well as Zelensky.
I don't think the West cares about Ukraine. I think what the West cares about is supporting Ukraine to support a collapse of the Russian military.
Well, I think that as well, and to try to take Putin out of office.
Yeah, but they don't think about the consequences.
I don't think.
If Putin is pushed out of office, then what?
Yeah, then what?
Who
yeah.
takes his place?
Someone worse.
Somebody worse?
Yeah, I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago, and then we're going to go to a break here, but it was on where have the U.S. diplomats gone, something to that effect. And you can see in the whole array of nations, the Russians probably have the most skilled diplomats in the world right now, Lavrov. They don't get any better than that guy. Our people coming out of many of the Northeast Ivy League schools come into the CIA, they come into the State Department, but they're not schooled and trained and skilled. I mean, look at the incompetence of Tony Blinken, good example. But anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. This is the National Security Hour. We're talking about the Patriots International Alliance initiative to create some kind of a forum for a ceasefire agreement between Russia, Ukraine, United States, NATO nations, and so on. So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at COFIXRX.com.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body, and now they found the solution, the miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Well, welcome back to the National Security Hour. We're joined today by a fantastic national security team, General Tom McInerney, a retired U.S. Air Force, Mike Maloof, former DOD official, has been involved in many international issues, Middle East. Mike Maloof and I traveled to Moscow together, where we made a speech over there at a conference in 2017. We're also joined by Ray DiLorenzo, the great editor of the Stand Up America US Foundation newsletter. Sign up for it, by the way. Go to standupamericaus.org. Sign up for that newsletter. You'll get it every Saturday morning and again on Monday. But let's go back to some of the initiatives that are out there. Now, one of them is the Patriots International Alliance, which is a global alliance announcing a ceasefire conference to be held probably right now about the second week of July in Europe somewhere. That we'll be seeking delegates to come in, not members of the government, because we're not representing the U.S. government. But the team that's been put together is a professional team to bring in delegates, NGOs from around the world to discuss and to finalize, at least put forth a ceasefire plan on this conflict. I'd like to go now to Mike Maloof. Mike, you brought up an important point on the break about these pre-planned options that are going on now for the disenfranchisement. I don't know what the exact word is that you use, but where they're partitioning off parts of Ukraine, they have plans to do that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, General. One of the things that has aroused the rest of Europe as a result of the turmoil within Ukraine are the historical ethnic groups within West Ukraine, especially. Eastern Ukraine is predominantly Russian ethnic, but in the West, you've got Romania, you've got Polish, and Hungarian ethnic groups within Western Europe. And people are talking now about resurrecting and something that we thought was dead and buried with the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Going back to that point, Poland, for example, is now issuing passports to its ethnic speakers in Western Ukraine so they can go back and forth. Apparently, there is sort of a de facto desire to split up the west of Ukraine, and it's all because of this war that started. Now it's created new issues that will arise, and we may see the turmoil in Europe like we saw back in the 19th century. And that could resurrect itself as a result of this. And we thought all of that went away, but apparently not. So history is going to be repeating itself.
Yeah, that's right. Well, General McInerney, you know, when you look, you've served in Europe as I have, but this new Eastern Alliance, as they call it, which is basically the same members of BRICS, new financial system, but there appears to be a strengthening between China, Russia, India, Iran, North Korea now. Which is basically counter to NATO and any of the Western alliances. But they seem to be gaining strength in that new alliance versus a lot that see Europe and the United States dismantling to some degree. Of course, we're destroying our country after Biden after almost 3 years now. But Joe McIntyre, when you look at the future over there, the NATO and this new Eastern Alliance, we have to have some smart people that can negotiate through this and not create more problems for the United States. I mean, I'm not sure we have any friends anymore, General McInerney. Who in the hell likes or trusts the United States anymore?
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about. They're deliberately doing this. Where in history has a nation ever given up its energy independence? General Valley, never in history has a nation given up its energy independence. And that's the first thing that O'Biden did when he took over. And so these are all deliberate actions. These are pre-programmed, part of the Obama crowd. And what they want to do is to diminish, because he grew up, you know, in a communist society in his own family with his father, and with the others that he was surrounded by, his mother, a boy. And so he had a different view, and he slipped through 8 years and changed. So who would have ever believed that the military would believe in critical race theory, that your skin color determined much of your performance? And you and I never would have believed that. We never saw in the years of service we had. But going back to Michael's particular point of reforming the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which basically World War I, redid. That's 100 years ago. It's a little more than 100 years ago. But the fact is, I think this is a course of action that people are looking at. When I was a commander in Alaska, the Russians first started coming in when Perestroika, as we all remember. And they were coming in, and their leader was a chap by the name of Valery Meninsky, who was a winner, a Soviet test pilot, and the winner of the Soviet Union and all that, and quite a star. But I got to know them because they had four or five visits while I was a commander there. But they were Ukrainians. They were from the Kyiv area.
Oh, they were. That's interesting. Yeah.
And they're cousins of the Russians. That's one reason why the military hasn't been as successful and aggressive, because many of them have relatives and cousins in the Ukraine.
Sure. And
what you're seeing is people talking different things, particularly the Poles and the Hungarians, of trying, if they could get a chance to increase their status. But I don't think that's going to come to fruition. And as I said, I believe the O'Biden administration, when they approved Nord Stream 2 coming in, that was a signal to the Russian, you can take the Ukraine. Now, they were kind of forced, having surrendered in Afghanistan, that they couldn't just automatically give up on the Ukraine, because that would have such a cascading effect on Biden and his administration. But what has amazed all of us has been the courage of the Ukrainian people. Let's disregard the corruption and the things that are going on.
Sure.
We know there was a lot of it with Hunter Biden's relationships. But the courage of the Ukrainian people to want to protect themselves and keep their freedoms. That glimmer of hope of freedoms, because the people are supporting their administration. They haven't caved on them. And Zelensky has looked very good on this, despite a lot of as far as the leader goes, he didn't flee like the Afghan leader did. And he's been in there. And despite your Russian from France,
oh boy,
is spouting the Russian line, the fact is it has created instability there.
And they see strength with Russia, not the United States, Tom. That's the problem. They see Russia getting stronger with China, and they don't have faith in the United States. So anyhow, let me make one commercial here. America Out Loud Talk Radio that we're on now plays on iHeartRadio Network, and you can listen on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. America Out Loud has the best class in applications like Apple, Android, and Alexa, where they stream. But John McNair, let me go to Ray on something here. Yes. Ray, you know a little bit about these biolabs in Ukraine. What's that all about?
There's about, what, a half a dozen biolabs? It was, well, I believe they were run by the CIA, pretty much.
That's what I heard, yeah.
They were developing bioweapons. What they can't do in the United States legally, they moved to Ukraine. Now,
Georgia. And well, in Georgia.
That's true. Georgia as well. Yeah, and we funded that, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they are developing bioweapons, which are illegal everywhere. And Putin is saying, hey, these people are my next door neighbors, and they're developing bioweapons. Who are they going to use them for? Me?
Yeah.
You mean, and then you get Zelensky, who has, you talked about the Nazis, I think somebody mentioned them.
Yeah, the Azovs, they call them. A-Z-O-V.
Yeah, and Zelensky won't discuss it. He will not discuss denazification.
No, well, he's supported by the Azovs, and as some of our intel operators said, if Zelensky goes against these oligarchs and the Azovs, they'll kill him.
It's a non-starter.
He's dead in 24 hours. So he in effect is a pawn, a puppet over there as well. But, you know, Joe McInerney, I think 12 to 15 million people, Ukrainians, have already left Ukraine and have taken up residence in the United States, as well as these other European countries like Hungary and Poland. 12 to 15 million, that's what I heard. Do you have anything on that?
Well, I've got neighbors here out in where I live in Virginia, in the country here, that are from the Ukraine, a family. And so that is true. Now, what we're all having difficulty ascertaining is, and that's why I think what we're talking about of the necessity to have a truce. It's going to have to be in place, but we control it, because if we cut off the support to the Ukrainians, then they're finished. So Zelensky's going to have to do what we want him to do. Why are we not doing it? And I explained, because the U.S. does not want to take the leading role, because what do we represent? Our Constitution, everything represents freedom, free people. It is the antithesis of what Russia, China, and Iran, et cetera, are doing. India is kind of a very strange one there on its relationship with those nations. But the fact is, they have a lot of them, and they're wonderful people. And so as we try to analyze everything, the importance of what we're talking about, and we don't represent our government or anything, but we're people that see a nation that is being decimated and the suffering that's going on over there. We need, in 2023, we need peace over in that region.
Yep.
And that's the vital thing, why what we're talking about is so critical.
Yeah, that's right. We need a ceasefire. We need rational, we need critical thinkers that can think through this thing. We don't have them in our administration, Tom. We don't have them in our intelligence services. The CIA is so involved in so many things that they've screwed up for years. And as I've told many on programs, Ray and Mike, I would close the CIA down and the FBI on Friday, and I would open up something new on Monday morning. That's how bad it is. And they're supposedly giving advice to Biden. Go ahead, Ray.
Many in the West are seeing the Ukraine-Russia solution as, number one, NATO membership for Ukraine, which is totally unacceptable for Putin. That's just not going to happen. But they see it as a solution. The other solution, I think a lot in the West, a lot of people in the West see setting up another Korea type situation where we send tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine, keep them there, and guarantee Ukraine protection.
Yeah. That is a deliberate setup for continued problems over there. The Ukrainians, and we were whispering in the corridors about the Ukraine coming into NATO. That was not helping us. Would we want the Russians to have in Mexico an ally in which they had Russian troops there? No, we don't need that. I think the surprising thing to us is how poor the Russian military has performed. It's also related to Taiwan, what's going on over there in the Pacific. Xi Jinping is looking and seeing if Russia, Putin can get away with it and take the Ukraine, then he can take Taiwan. And so that's part of our problem. And we don't have the military leadership that is involved in these geopolitical things like they should be.
They're incompetent. The generals and admirals today we have are totally incompetent.
They're worried about white rage.
Yeah. CRT.
General,
I heard of that until the chairman mentions it, and he's dumb enough to mention it in the Hill, the Congress, about white rage. Please.
The only white rage is General Milley, General McInerney. That's the only white rage I see. Listen, we're going to go to a short break here, but I want to go to Mike Maloof for a minute, then we'll close off for the break. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think we're going to see, because of the weak leadership the U.S. and particularly with the Biden administration is exhibiting right now, Russia, China are going to take advantage of that by moving assets into the Western Hemisphere. And General McInerney hit upon it. They're going to it's going to be what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because we're all over the world. They are, too. The Chinese are building up a nuclear carrier fleet. They want to do that. They want to go that route. And along with their Belt and Road Initiative, it's going to give them expansion authority that they're going to have to protect ultimately. And that is in Latin America and in Africa. So, but especially in Latin America, and we're going to probably be seeing, and Brazil, we're going to, Brazil's big. So we're going to be seeing this expansion in the next few years by 2050. And I think that this is the course of action they're going to be taking to respond to the U.S. hegemony.
Well, it's a whole different rearrangement of international alliances, relationships. That whole thing's going on, and it's being administered great part what Ray said about this World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and these globalists that are screwing up everything. But anyhow, this is Merrick Out Loud Talk Radio on iHeartRadio. We're going to take a short break and be back. Also, this is being sponsored by the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, and we'd like everybody to be able to go there, standupamericaus.org, donate, support us, support our newsletter. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. AmericaOutloud.com, 7 amazing years. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus and strengthen recall. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code Out Loud.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Security Hour with America Out Loud Radio Network. You're here today with myself, General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired, and Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, former Vice Chief of the Air Force, Mike Maloof, have served in many overseas assignments, was involved with me in going to a conference on the Middle East in Moscow in 2017. Mike's got a lot of experience internationally, worked in Department of Defense. And we have Ray DiLorenzo also here, who's the masterful editor of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation newsletter, which comes out every Saturday morning and also with a follow-up on Monday. And he does a great job. He stays up till 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard, trying to write that newsletter for everybody. But it's opened in over 20 different countries right now. So anyhow, I want to go back to two things here, maybe in this last section, last segment of the National Security Hour. These new alliances that are being formed globally, and how the different alignment is taking place in South America, in the Far East, in Europe, and so on. So I'd like to go to General McInerney first on that, how he sees what's happening on this realignment of all these countries.
Well, I want to pick up from where Mike left off, talking about what was going on in South America, the Belt and Road Initiative, what's going on in the Middle East, et cetera, and what the Chinese are doing. The election in Brazil that was about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, in which Bolsonaro lost to Lula, was stolen from Bolsonaro using hammer and scorecard by the Chinese. And the only thing is it could have been, had a little help from our own CIA. But the hammer and scorecard, which we have talked about before, is a cyber warfare part of their overall strategy. I'm going to backspace ones. In 2005, General Ho Tien, the equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for the Chinese, they promulgated a new strategy for global domination without using weapons. And it was a combination of massive biological warfare and massive cyber warfare. Well, we saw the Wuhan virology lab have, and it did not escape. It was deliberately released. You hear everybody now start talking about it was definitely Wuhan, but it was deliberately released during the Chinese New Year. And we had COVID-19 in the United States and all that went on about that. But that was not an accident. And the Chinese did it part of their grand strategy they call unrestricted warfare that they promulgated in 2005. And then in 2020, we got the Biden election, which was clearly in the six battleground states that shut down, and won't belabor it, but it was with cyber warfare. I mean, it's obvious. We have a doofus. He did not win, and that's not the new model for democracy to sit in the basement.
Right.
And this is important. Go ahead, Ray.
There's no doubt in my mind that they plan on doing the same thing in 2024. And what is going to happen then? If Biden and if Trump loses again and Biden wins, then what?
We're finished. We may be finished before that. And so that's why they're doing it. Why they're not calling this out is because in the 2022 election, the Republicans won 5 Senate seats, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. But they did not contest them. And until you contest them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everybody in leadership said, there's no proof, there's no proof. Well, there's no proof because there's no proof that was given to any court. No court right. would hear it.
Now, the reason that's so important, Ray, is, I mean, I'll remind you all, in the 2020 election, Pennsylvania had 200,000 votes more than voters. Let me repeat that. Pennsylvania had 200,000 votes more than voters. Now, why didn't Vice President Pence contest that? Because that's not even, that, you know, that's not even close. Trump lost by 13,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and they had 200,000 votes more than voters. So, and you can go through the other battleground states. In Michigan, 0631 hours on the 3rd of November, they announced 242,222, something like that, votes, all for Biden at 0631 hours the next day. Yet, before they closed down, Trump was ahead. So it was so obvious. And your point is key, Ray. If they don't fix that, it's going to happen the same thing, and we are finished. Look what's going on.
We need voter integrity. Voter integrity at the precinct level. I'm not sure, General McInerney, that they fixed much of that yet.
They haven't. They
had no status report that these precincts, with all the malfunctions and the hacking that went on, validated by many. But, you know, I hold the Supreme Court responsible for their lack of getting involved in what's happening, the criminality in America. I've taken them on the several interviews. I'm so upset that they sit there on their derrieres when we see the J6ers, the violation of the Sixth Amendment. We see violations of the First and Second Amendment. We see a destructive Department of Justice. So, and then they won't hear anything, General McInerney, regarding the elections.
You're right. John Roberts is the problem. John Roberts.
Compromised.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's compromised. He was on the manifest going down on the Epstein plane to the Virgin Islands.
Precisely.
You know, and Obama had it over him as well as the Clintons. That's why basically he was responsible, along with McCain, of getting Obamacare passed.
Correct.
McCain couldn't stop that. Roberts didn't stop. They did nothing.
He rewrote it, as a matter of fact. And so they own John Roberts. The Democrats do.
If you listen to the press, they think now that it's been a couple of years, they're saying things. I mean, they're saying things like, well, we lost here, or the Republicans lost here, and they lost there, and they lost there, and the Democrats won here. Like everything is normal.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing normal, and they're treating it as normality.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a political year that the Republicans didn't do that well. Oh, please.
Yeah.
And look, you cannot talk about the vote in Fox. Fox would not even show Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2,000 Mules, which unequivocally proves that those elections were fraudulent. And yet, you know, if Biden got the most votes in the history of any American president, 81 million, he would be demanding audits in all 50 states, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
They have spent, by my estimate, over $100 million preventing any audits in the states.
Well, Fox News is completely compromised too, as well, with Tucker Carlson. They're a disgrace, and they called that election in Arizona, you know, early. So
yeah,
they've been complicit in so many things. But let me go to Mike here, Mike. Regarding these elections in the future, I don't know how we're going to win anymore unless there's a major, reformation go on.
Well, as if you lose, as you point out, election integrity, and as General McInerney says, it's then over. That's the only thing that's been holding this democracy together, given the elevated debates and tensions that we're now seeing. I don't know that we're going to be able to last till 2024. And it's just having a major impact on what's happening overseas, because you're going to see, I mean, if by some chance someone who is a populist comes back into office, Russia, China are going to have to act before the 2024 election. So yeah. I think beginning this summer, we're going to see a lot of turmoil in the world. And that does not exclude the Middle East. It doesn't exclude the Far East. And it could have a real cascading effect.
Yeah, more turmoil to be seen, Michael, that's for sure. But I'll tell you what, Biden will not be on the ballot. Kamala Harris will not be on the ballot.
That's our hope and expectation.
They're going to make efforts to put Michelle Obama on there and bring in Newsom or bring in somebody else. But Kamala Harris and Biden will not be on the ballot, so be prepared for that. That's my only forecast. They're just not going to be there. He's totally incompetent. The Democrats realize that, and they're going to make so many shifts and cheat again any way they can. Slip and slide, and so be prepared for that within the next 6 months.
That may be, General, but whoever runs on the Democrat ticket, the algorithms will be adjusted accordingly.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we've got problems ahead, and we're going to see that.
Okay, let me change things. What positive things can we say? General McInerney, in our book, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, the first chapter was on the spiritual awakening of America. And as I've talked to our international counterparts, they're looking for a spiritual awakening in France and United Kingdom. But what do we have to do? I mean, the people are standing up now. These woke companies are getting challenged, like Disney, Anheuser-Busch, all this transgender crap, men pretending to be women, and less than 1% of 1% of the population. Yet they're gorging themselves on the media right now, on every talk show, that you can listen to. But let's talk about, Joe McNair, just a few points. What do we really need to do? A couple of points of what Americans have to do to restore America.
Well, we the people have got to take this government back. And the American people, and that's why it's so important that we have this forum to tell America what's going on. Because until you have legitimate elections, that is what the whole Constitution was built around, for we the people to make these decisions. They no longer are. And behind it, we have the puppet master in the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. You've got George Soros, who is openly funding these attorney generals and these prosecutors in these cities that are demanding lawlessness. I mean, that's what they, in fact, are doing. And so until we get the American people realize it and take charge of this government, we're not going to have it. Now, that is very important. They've got to believe the facts, what they see them, where you're no longer going to have currency again. Everything's going to be electronic. And if you get digital, too many things, they'll stop you from spending money.
Yeah. Controlling real estate, mortgages, everything like that. No, that's true. But the awakening is occurring, but we've got to really ramp that up. And I would say, Mike and Ray, all the change, even like this peace initiative that we're trying to do on ceasefire in Ukraine and all that, we're at least trying to do positive things. You know, the governors, General McInerney, under the 10th Amendment could be doing a lot more, and they're not. I mean, exactly. I applaud DeSantis greatly what he's doing down there. And he's saying no to the federal government, a lot of things, saying no to Disney and these woke corporations. But the governor's got to stand up. They could be doing a lot more with the National Guard in these cities where all this criminality, burglars going on.
The Montana governor took a step.
Good. What did he do? Thank you.
Well, he signed legislation into law, transgender medical procedures, illegal in the state of Montana if you're under 18 years old.
Idaho did the same thing, by the way. So we have Idaho standing up, Montana. Abbott could do it a hell of a lot more on the damn border down there. You know, the sheriffs could exercise the Patriot Guards. They could deputize thousands of people. So there's a lot more can be done on what's happening in there, but we've got to do this together. The government.
I believe yesterday Brownsville and one other location called for a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayorkas said the border's under control, Mike. Border's under control, according to Mayorkas.
Well, they're going to put U.S. troops down there, so the latest news is. But, you know, the U.S. Constitution makes it clear. What the federal government doesn't do is the states can have the initiative.
Absolutely.
And you're right. Governors can take more initiative now. For so long, they have not been doing that. They need to get a new reawakening to think in those lines, that where the federal government fails to act, their states will.
Yeah, here's what I've heard back why they're not. They are afraid, and this is what the federal government does. We will withhold any federal funding for education and all that. So they threaten the governor. So the governors back off because they don't want to lose that money coming from the federal government.
Well, they need to start taking courage.
That's exactly right. And they don't have it, most of them, especially in the red states. But, oh, boy. Anyhow, any more positive things we can do, Ray?
No, I can do a lot of negatives, though, if you want. if you want to put it all together and you want to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Again, going back to Obama, he didn't say he wanted to make America better, stronger. All he said was, we are going to fundamentally change America. And this is what his fundamental change is. Food production farms in the United States being destroyed, being burned down to the ground, left-wingers like Bill Gates buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of productive land, Now they're talking about eating bugs, which is what the World Economic Forum talked about 2 years ago. Yeah. Neutralizing our judiciary, neutralizing our government, our military. Our currency is under attack. Certainly our culture is being destroyed before our eyes. Our energy independence is gone. How many dots do we need to see what the future holds for people who just ignore what's in front of them?
Yeah. Hey, I just got word. Hey, there's another balloon over Hawaii.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to sort of wrap up here today, but I wanted to thank all of you for being on this National Security Hour, again, produced by our great Mary Fanning and on America Out Loud Network, and supported by the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. And I want to close again on what we're trying to do with the Patriots International Alliance. You can go to the standupamericaus.org website and get all the information on that, along with Operation Jericho, which is to support the J6ers, Operation Sinaloa, the neutralizing of the cartels. That's all on the Stand Up America U.S. website. Ray includes most of that in our newsletter. But I want to thank everybody for joining us today, and tune in as much as you can. Again, this will be downloaded on America Out Loud, the news network. Tune in. It's on the podcast. Be downloaded or uploaded, whatever they call it, to these podcasts, like on the Apple and Android phone. So we're getting great support, though, and that's what we want. Any closing comments, Tom?
Except it's we the people have got to change it.
Yep, we the people. We got to do it. That's for sure. Ray, last comment.
I'll just say the same thing General McInerney said. If it doesn't come from the people, it's a ground on up movement.
That's right. It's a groundswell. That's what we need. We need it now. We can't wait. America, get off your derrieres. Let's do something to save this country. Mike, closing comment.
Yeah, I think we're right on. We got to let common sense prevail, and we got to stick to it and not give up in spite of all of the neoliberals who want to destroy this country. We got to surpass that.
Absolutely. Stand together, hold together. We're going to save this country, ladies and gentlemen. It's the awakening that's occurring right now, and that's what it's going to take to save our country. God bless. Thank you very much. This is the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation National Security Radio Show, America Out Loud Network. Tune in again next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.